Adam Murray is the new Boston United manager. Adam, congratulations on getting the job. What was it that attracted you to Boston United?
I think a lot of things, to be honest with you. It was foremost, I looked at it, and from past history, I knew the potential the club had, and what a positive environment it had always been. And after sitting down with the chairman and the board, it kind of confirmed what my thought process was. And then when I looked at the plans moving forward and the ambition of the chairman to want to take it forward, there was a real honesty in his words and a real kind of honesty in where he wanted the football club to be. And I'm looking at it as a project where I feel I can improve it. I feel I can take it forward. And it's something that I'm very excited about. I'm a young man. I'm very driven. And I feel like I've got a lot to give.
You've already had managerial experience at Mansfield Town. What have you learned from your time at Field Mill?
I don't think you've got enough time on this show for me to go through that, to be honest with you. It's been an eventful couple of years, but no, it's obviously been a steep learning curve. It was a case of taking over at 33 years old and keeping a club in the Football League, which brought immense pressure in itself, and then going from kind of relegation favourites the next season to spending most of it in the top seven, and then finally leaving the club the following season, 3 points off the playoffs. I've gone through kind of every spectrum. So in terms of a learning curve, it's been very intense. I couldn't have asked for any more. And I was lucky enough to work under a very good chairman there. And I've been blessed again to find another one. So I'm very excited about this. I've got a real good feel-good factor about it. I know that the conversations that I've heard, and everybody's kind of huffing and puffing at the minute, and I'm not looking at it like that. I'm looking at it in a very positive attitude. I've got two targets at the minute. How quickly can we hit 10th, and then let's go and attack the playoffs? And that's my thought process.
Ambition is always what the fans want to see. Your predecessor, Dennis Green, was known for being a dapper character, always sort of well-dressed on the touchline. Are you smart suit or track suit?
High percentage smart. But if I'm in the need to get my hands dirty mood, then I have been known to switch to a track suit. But no, it's I think it's about the performance and what the product looks out on the pitch rather than what's standing on the side of it.
Yeah, and from what you've seen so far on the pitch, I'm kind of guessing what the answer might be here, but what have you seen as the areas that need addressing?
Well, obviously they're conceding a lot of goals at the minute, but I think we can talk about football and what's right and what's wrong all night, but I think a big part of this is the club, include the supporters and the people inside of it, and especially the players. They need to start believing again, because I've watched the last few games and they've come out of the blocks like a house on fire. They've got very good players, some very good talented players. And I think at the minute they're taking little punches on the nose and not knowing how to react to that. And that comes with confidence, and it comes with having a belief in what you've been told and in the direction that you go in. And that's something I believe I can change. And we put some organisation in, we'll put some structure in them. And I envisioned a very quick improvement.
Looking at your career as a player, 400-500 games with various clubs, what do you bring from your time as a player into a manager? Is it one of those things that you can easily transfer across?
Again, it's been a steep learning curve for me, because as a player, people that know me as a player will probably tell you different, but I feel I was technically very good, but I could mix it as well. So my character is... I have got a tempo when I need it in the right manner, but I think the way the modern game is today, you have to get on people's levels, and you have to have people believing in your word, and you have to understand each individual as them and take them as the try and get the best out of them. And it's something that I had to learn very quick, because obviously taking over at Mansfield at the time, I was the captain, and I was still in the dressing room with a lot of friends, so. That brought its own challenges in itself, but it's given me very good experience in terms of dealing with different kinds of characters. So I'm coming into this role fully equipped, and like you say, even though I am still very young, I've gained a lot of experience in them early years.
And what finally is your message to the Pilgrim fans who'll be tuning in tonight and hearing the news that you are the new Pilgrims manager?
I think it's really simple, to be honest with you. I think it's a case of let's be proud of the football club that we are. It's tough to when you're in a mindset of doom and gloom and oh it's this and it's that and feel sorry for yourself. Let's look forward now. I'm looking at this as a very positive place to be. I'm going to bring in energy to it, and I'm going to need the energy from the supporters and the positive mindset from the supporters to help the players climb out of this mini dip. And let's go and show people in this league what we're really about now, and let's put a little bit of pride back into the town, a little bit of passion back into the football club. And let's start turning up and turning up to football matches with a belief that, do you know what, we're going to go out and win today. And that's my focus. That's my only focus. And I think, like the chairman said, we're not looking over our shoulders. We're not looking at this as coming in and it's a firefight. I'm coming in and looking at this as a very positive project and one that I'm going to achieve at.
Adam Murray is the new Boston United manager. Congratulations.